Yo, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, everyone. Please forgive me. I'm a little hype right now. I just heard, well, you're going to hear it in a few. It's just that hearing it now and thinking about, you know, how long it's been since I've heard it. I mean, I listen to it almost every time I can, but putting it back in the podcast now gives me goosebumps. And it's just, I feel great. And it's funny because this episode is titled The Art of Peace. And I just feel so opposite of peaceful. I'm hype right now. You know what? I know. I'm about to say it now. Play the music.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Your boy Chillis is back. This is the Chillin' with Chillis podcast.
Gosh, I have a bias. Don't get me wrong, I love the new theme song that I have for this season, but that second season opening for me is just, I don't know. It's like when a movie has a trilogy. Like, let's take the first Spider-Man trilogy with Tobey Maguire. Spider-Man 2 is gold, but the trilogy itself you still appreciate, you know what I mean? But you know which one sticks out. And that opening for me gets me so hype. I feel great. Let me just use this energy now before I elaborate even further. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. It is your boy. And hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillis. And I am hype right now. I feel super nostalgic. I feel great, which is good because I am jumping in to recording another episode, which I've never done before. And the first episode, I liked the energy, but I felt like I was warming up. Now I am here and I'm going to give you all episode 99, The Art of Peace. And it's kind of funny that I brought up Spider-Man because this episode was inspired, well, not inspired, more so influenced by myself after watching Spider-Man No Way Home, which is 1,000 out of 10, in my honest opinion. I recommend you all go see that. For me, the movie was sentimental in a lot of ways. I'm going to get into that. But I felt the same way I did when I watched Black Panther. I related to Peter Parker on so many levels in that movie. But it was also because I, throughout the years and throughout all the movies, I've watched the journey. I love movies that focus on a character's journey and you get to see the growth. I think that's why I love the Harry Potter movies so much. All 8 of them equally. Well, that's not true. I actually love Goblet of Fire a little bit more because it's like, when you relate to characters and you feel like you're kind of going through the same things they're going through, but I'm not a wizard fighting an evil wizard, or am I? You all don't know what I do during my time away from here. But you ever just related to something specifically because you're going through something that they're going through and it's like, wow, this is so good. I do that with a lot of characters from a lot of shows and movies and anime and cartoons. I relate to them on so many levels and that's why they're like my favorite characters. But in this case, and this is not me spoiling No Way Home, but basically just watching Peter and what he did in order to, you know, protect everyone that he cares about, what he sacrificed, what he had to do, or what he realized he had to do, just pretty much accepting his responsibility. It made me think about myself, and it's just like, you know, in a lot of ways, you go from being mentored to becoming a mentor, and you find yourself just going through all of what you are going through in order to become this person you either expected or you never expected, or a little bit of both. And in my case, you know, I think about me being 29. It's crazy because on Christmas Day, My best friend since childhood, Ron, shout out to Ron Dizzy. He said to me, yo, Merry Christmas, bro. Hope everything is well. Someone's going to be 30 soon. I'm like, yo, fam, why? But I thought about that and I said to him, I'm ready for 30. I feel really like everything that I've gone through, it feels like it was so long ago, but I could still feel every life event that I've gone through. And the way that I would react differently to a lot of what I've gone through, it just shows how much I've learned and how much experience I've gained throughout the years. I hope I'm not the only one that feels that way. I can't speak for everyone else. But if you all do feel like that, where you're just like, well, I did say I was nostalgic in the last episode. So, but this episode is titled The Art of Peace. Now, to me, I feel, in all honesty, that you can be happy without being peaceful, but you can't be peaceful without being happy. I also feel that happiness can be split to what makes you happy, who you're happy for, you know, being surrounded by things that make you happy. But peace is more so you focusing on yourself above all else. Because I can be happy for someone and I'm happy throughout that entire week because I'm just excited for new beginnings or whatever it is that they're celebrating. And that might make me happy. But what make me peaceful would be me making sure that I get what I need done and I have nothing to worry about. And then, you know, comes the happiness. It sounds really confusing. I promise you it sounded way better in my head. I titled these episodes back to back. But with the art of peace, peace is my primary focus going forward because As I spoken with all of you about happiness in the previous episode, I feel like when it comes to peace, that's also something that's overlooked because we live in a world that is giving us so much to disturb our peace. And it's stuff that we expose ourselves to a lot. I'm looking at you, social media. I'm looking at you dead in your face. And I feel that we have to filter or eliminate a lot of things in order for us to be peaceful. And social media brought in the element of being in a lot of people's business and watching what they are showing us, and we're just being jealous, or that we start looking at our own lives and we're not happy with what we have going on because we're doing this comparison thing. Peace is coming to terms with what is in your life, what you must accept, what you have to do, and just being comfortable with what you will do in order to get there. I think that's to me is peace. And a lot of us are just not there, myself included. And you can visibly see it, you can feel it, you can hear it. It's like, wow, it's crazy. Speaking of peace, I do hope that you all have a place to go when the world does the most with the trials and tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. We are in some crazy ass times right now. So I double down and I can't stress that enough that I hope you'll have that place to go to. It seems like no matter where you look or where you read, there's just some crazy stuff going on and you can't get away from it. But if you do have a place to go to where you can kind of filter all that stuff out and find some peace, that I really, really, really would be happy to hear. It's this day and age, like even with the holidays, I don't know if I said it last episode. I did. But just to say it again, I do hope that you all had a great holiday. I was speaking with my Lyft driver a long time ago, and he was just telling me that, you know, he never thought he'd see the future like this or the present like this. Like back in the day when he envisioned life down the road, he never saw that it could be something like this. We're in some crazy times. We have an airborne virus in the air that we can catch at any point in time that has evolved. Well, not evolved. I was going to say update, but it's not an app. We're dealing with that. We're dealing with the government pretty much showing its ass and just saying basically, hey, look, this is who we are and you're going to have to deal with it. I don't know if everyone saw that letter the White House had put out for the holidays, and it was basically saying you're vaccinated, you follow the rules, you're allowed to do whatever. But those of you who aren't vaccinated and not complying, good luck with whatever. That was the gist of it. I'm just like, this is some crazy times. where your government is basically just showing you, yeah, this is how we rock. So a lot of people are stressed out. A lot of people are keeping their jobs or losing their jobs based on them, you know, doing something that they are comfortable with. It's like you can't even make choices that are best for you because you're going to lose so much. Now, I'm a very stubborn person, meaning because of my morals and what I'm fixated on, I will sacrifice a lot. And I think that's not a good thing when it comes to all aspects. Like if I'm not happy with something or somewhere or even someone, I will leave all of that alone with the easiness. I first learned that when I had to cut off a really close friend, someone I called a brother, because they were just, they were acting like an ass. And it could have went one or two ways. It could have went with me having a conversation and it would have went really south. Or it could have just went, we never saw each other, but I'm still feeling a ways about how they acted and how they came across, how they came at me. And it's just like, remove it. And I never thought I'd be that person. But here I am today being that person and I feel great. Because rather than me worrying about hurting their feelings, I was more concerned about how I'm compromising my own. I wasn't going to be uncomfortable for the sake of having a picture-perfect group or a picture-perfect moment or being able to say, hey, look at the years behind that. Sometimes you know a person, and the more you know them, the worse they become. Sometimes it's not just about, hey, look, we've been through the trenches together. Sometimes you go through the trenches with people, and you see their worst qualities. And I know a lot of us, myself included, I probably spearhead this whole group. A lot of us kind of want to go forward in life with the things we say we want that we're never going to let go of. And it's like, that was hard. It was really hard. It wasn't the easiest decision for me to make. But I said to myself, not only am I somebody that gives advice about doing what's best for yourself, I'm a podcaster that gives out this advice, and I wasn't following it to the T because I made exceptions. I started being like, yo, oh my gosh, I can't do this. But it was disturbing my peace. It got to the point where I was looking at my phone one day and I was just shaking, my hand was shaking. I was pissed off, and I'm like, why am I feeling this way when I did nothing wrong in the first place? That's when I realized, you know what? You have to be at peace with yourself. You have to make these tough choices based on the idea that, hey, look, I'm giving this a chance one time and one time only. I'm not obligated to give infinite chances based on the, well, I'm not obligated to give chances equal to the amount of time I've known you. You know what I mean? That's when I started learning no one is exempt from your rules, your boundaries that you set for yourself. I'm sorry for that long dramatic pause, but I'm really thinking about the situation. Like I said, when I watched No Way Home, I thought about who I was and who I am now. And it's crazy how different I've become. I was angry for a long time, and I didn't think I was capable of that. There were things running in my head based on what had happened a long time ago that I never thought I'd have, which is funny because a long time ago, before I went through all of that, I used to say I don't know how I would react in that situation because there's planning it, there's thinking about it, and then there's living it. And I found myself in a lot of dark places. I found myself in depression. I found myself being depressed in a way I didn't even know was related to depression. So I started focusing on self-happiness and peace of mind. And the reason why I did the art of happiness first is because I was focusing on peace that I was compromising my happiness. And that was bad. Even though I associate them on the same coin, they are two different feelings. And they can compromise one another. Because doing what makes you happy may not grant you peace, and doing what makes you at peace may not make you happy. Look at that. I'm back. It just took a little. It's the tea. Oh, by the way, yes, the ginger eventually at some point is in the tea. So maybe the way I did it wasn't wrong, but I'm still going to go back and check just to make sure I'm not making any mistakes. So it was at that point that I was just like, all right, I know myself to know that I have to make changes so I don't fall into a loophole. It happened this morning, actually. I almost fell into this cycle that I felt. I felt like it was creeping up. I was in my head a lot, and I started following this cycle, and I was just like, nope, I could feel it. You know yourself to the point where it's like, all right, if I keep going down this path, this is going to happen. So I broke out of it by recording. I jumped in. I said, I have to record an episode today. I have to drink tea. I have to go back into my normal routine in which I am doing this for my sake. Sometimes I have to take a break and sit back and reflect. That's part of my healing process. Then I realized there's healing and then there's coping. I started to realize there's a lot of words that are similar, but they're not the same. And then I was just like, what am I doing? Am I progressing or am I being stagnant? Am I moving or am I moving slowly? Am I not moving at all? And I'm assuming it's progress because my thought pattern is different. It was bad. The only difference is now is that I have a lot of people that I'm open with and I could speak with. But then I started to overthink with that too. Like maybe I shouldn't let them know what's going on. And I'm just saying to myself, Pierce, that's my last name. Get a grip on yourself. There's so much happening right now, and it's a matter of me jumping out of one role and into a new one. Whether I like it or not, whether I want it or not, I am becoming a leader in my own right. And I have to make sure that all my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed, and I'm on my P's and Q's. I just had to say P's and Q's after I's and T's because it just felt like it was appropriate. But peace does involve sacrifice. And that's okay. It is hurtful and it is unfortunate when you are aware that you do more for the people you love and care about and they don't do enough for you. And that's unhealthy when you decide to keep it around. Because you have to love and care about yourself. You have to say you deserve the energy you're giving. Even if it's a matter of you coming up with a million reasons why you can stick around, it's not cool. It's not cool at all. I have dwindled down a number of people in my life to a handful. Because when it comes down to it, they have been good to me and good for me. And it's sad. It's because that was never my genetic makeup. But I thought about self-respect. I thought about all these things that I wasn't really getting in return. And I'm just saying to myself, huh. And I think relationships is the main thing where I started to look at that first, because I saw what people were dealing with. And it was like, why are you putting up with that? Just because you love them or you care about them or you see a version of them that they are not giving you, you're showing them what a relationship should be, and they're still giving you this bullshit. And then I started to apply that same vision to my personal, my close and personal friendships, my ties. And it's just like, holy shit, I'm in the same, I'm dealing with people because it's like, oh, they're just doing it. No. Healthy love, healthy respect, it's viewed when it's reciprocated, period. There's no excuses, because in my world, I feel like this. If you have something going on in your personal life and you know you're not going to react the way you normally would, stay away from people until you're able to be yourself again. Or at least be able to explain that it's not you, it's just some stuff that I'm going through. I had to deal with a lot of people that would just basically have me figure out or say for them, oh, they're going through something, rather than them just saying, hey, look, it's not a good time. which is funny because I used to be deemed very sarcastic. Like, when I used to say things, people used to say, yo, you're being sarcastic. That was me basically saying, I don't care how you're feeling. You can't tell me that you are this and that. You're an alpha. You're an adult. You know what you want for yourself. Or you want people to treat you this way. And then you treat them less than that because you're going through something. That's not cool. That compromises peace. That's you basically tolerating something because it's like you understand. But they don't have that same understanding for you. Those are the people you cut off. Unapologetically. And I don't care if they're friends, they're family, they're strangers. It's like we have to learn that we shouldn't be expected to give respect based on history or just based on roles. That's not cool because you compromise yourself as soon as you start doing that. It took a long time for the conversation to be had, understood, and listened. Had, listened, and understood that your parents aren't always right. Because it was always honor your mother and father, but it's like, wait a minute, hold on. Wrong? I'm not talking about my parents specifically. I'm just saying in general, a lot has been brought to the table that hasn't been considered before. And now it's like, oh shit, wait, well, I've been living wrong half my life. Now, I'm someone that I'm aware of my size, my height, my demeanor. A lot of people say they're intimidated by me. So I have to make sure I watch what I say. But if I know I'm not going out there to really hurt anybody or my intentions aren't really to hurt someone, I should be able to speak unapologetically. I got so stressed out with little things that I realized that, oh my God, I'm compromising myself again. And I don't want to do that anymore. The new year is less than 2 days away. And I don't want to bring in any bad habits. And I feel like I say this all the time because it's at some point in time, I was blinded by the idea of my progression was avoiding the same BS. No, I don't mind facing it. Sometimes you got to get some stuff off your chest. I don't care if it's a holiday. I don't care if it's a birthday. If people want you around, you should have the freedom to express yourself in a way that they are willing to understand you. Part of the problem is these days is that you talk to people and people don't want to understand you, but they want to be understood. I don't know where this one-sidedness has happened. And I'm also sorry for cursing so much because I'm going to share this episode with my family. And I just realized, oh, snap. But it's like, it became this thing where it was cute to just be about yourself in a selfish way and not the proper way. It's like if I say all of this and people will say to me, you know, that's not the, it's like that's their go-to response. And it's like, you know, I'm not saying this to say this is how they should go. I'm saying we are capable of learning See, this is the hard part about it. It's that I can't assume what a person can or can't do. I just have faith that they can do it when they're ready. Like, we all have the ability to know. We all have the ability to treat each other better because we've all had bad days. We all would want to be understood when we're misunderstood. We're capable of all that. I have too much faith, and I know that we're capable of doing that. But I see so much of the BS that we deal with. All the time. I know people that are frustrated with things that just don't want to be vocal because of the time it is, the day it is, the season, the moment. And it's just like, what does all that have to do with you expressing yourself? If you cannot express yourself, you're compromising yourself. If you don't want to express yourself, you're compromising yourself. If you find yourself compromising yourself for the sake of just getting through the day, you're not doing things properly. Because the morning starts with you. When you open your eyes and you are blessed to see another day, you need to live that day to the fullest. Because you know why? As long as your intentions is to not hurt people and you just want to be heard and understood, you have nothing to worry about. How everyone else reacts, that's on them. First of all, it's like if everyone has an idea that the day doesn't go as expected. Why would you be so concerned about making sure you don't ruin someone's day when you're just supposed to be focused on making sure you get through the day? It's like we all know that things are going to happen. Nothing's guaranteed. If I walk outside right now, I don't know who's going to call me with whatever. I'm open to all of that. It's just a matter of whether or not I want to deal with it. I wish I can explain this better. I feel like I am, but I feel like I'm not at the same time too. Just basically, we already have this expectation that the day can go unexpected. So why are we trying to control how the day goes? Because we don't want to ruin or affect someone else's day. If you have a problem or an issue that you want to resolve, resolve it. Because for all you know, if you take longer to resolve it, they may respond the way you thought they were going to respond, because it's like, you saw me this whole time, you never said anything. Peace is important, especially now. It's important to be at peace with yourself. It's important to be at peace with the decisions you make. Don't make decisions and you feel like this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. If you don't want to deal with people, you don't have to. Even if you were good with them the day before, that doesn't mean you have to be good with them the day after, because you have your own stuff going on. You have your own life. You're not expected or entitled to be someone that's like always open. You are allowed to change your emotions. You are human. The only person who's not human is me. But I'll reveal that on the final episode. See, I do feel a lot better than when I was recording the other episode, because I felt like I was trying to avoid stepping on toes. See, my goal is to be understood and respected. If I feel like I'm not being respected, I am removing myself. Because I know way too many intelligent and smart people who are aware of what they're doing to just be like, oh, you know what, it's fine. I have been through a couple of situations, publicly and privately, where it's like I have given so much benefit of the doubt at the cost of my own peace. And it's sad. I got frustrated. I was looking at a wall not too long ago. I'm not going to say when. And I just wanted to punch it, because it's like I put myself in this. That's why it's so frustrating that's why I made that episode the hard part. It was so frustrating because it's like I put myself in this. No matter who I'm mad at, I'm ultimately mad at myself for dealing with it. But not anymore. And I'm so sorry that I sound aggressive, but I'm passionate about this, because when you see how much time has passed, how much time you've lost trying to be half of somebody just for the sake of, you know, getting through 24 hours or getting through this or that. Now we almost have to compromise ourselves in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, I can't even be myself or do what I want to do or what's comfortable with me for the sake of my job. And it's like we live in these times where we're already giving so much of ourselves. Mandatory. But the times when it's just a choice, we're still choosing to not be ourselves 100%. In order for us to achieve peace, we need to think about the things that are good for us, that are self-care, that are self-respecting, that gives us self-happiness. Being comfortable with who we are and not compromising our character, ourselves in any way, shape, or form. That is what can bring about self-peace. And given the days that we've all experienced up until now, we can say with confidence that tomorrow is definitely not guaranteed. And if that was your last day, if today was your last day or tomorrow was your last day, would you feel comfortable with how you lived? I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I'm in a space now where if I feel like I am being disrespected in any way, shape, or form, I am removing myself, because I gave the benefit of the doubt by explaining how I would prefer things. And since no one is entitled to do what I would do or live how I would live, I am allowed to remove myself from that situation. I'm more than allowed. It's my God-given right. It's time we all start living unapologetically, whether we're happy or whether we are at peace. It's like we need to start asking ourselves, what makes sense to us? What's good for us? What do we deserve? What should we do? Because it all starts with you. You have to wake up in the morning to start your day. And I say that without me having to say, oh, you all know what I mean when I say, no, do what is best for yourself. If I have close friends today who tell me, hey, look, we're not friends anymore, that's fine. If I'm causing you the opposite of happiness and peace, remove me. You don't owe me an explanation. It's your life. I say that to people all the time. You do not owe me an explanation. All I suggest is you is to not think or think to ask me why I'm doing this when I respond. You know what I mean? Like if I decide to play your game or not play your game, let me not say that. When I decide to follow your formula, don't get upset or don't be shocked when I agree that, you know, hey, do what you want to do. I'm not fighting for anybody. That sounds really crazy in the grand scheme of things, but it's not pertaining to what I hold near and dear to me. I'm just saying at this point in time, roles mean nothing. Blood means nothing. Bond means nothing if it compromises yourself, your mental health, your happiness, and your peace of mind. None of that means anything if you're hurting. And that's all I have to say. Because it's 31 minutes, and in total, this will be a 60-minute episode. It's two parts, it's two episodes, and I need to talk about episode 100, which is coming out in a few days. I decided I'm not going to go on live, specifically because I'm not too sure how the computer is going to work while I'm recording live, and I don't want any mistakes. And in all honesty, I'm just not in that space where I am ready to interact lively, so I just want to do it where I'm in my space and I just say what I have to say. Maybe I'll go live next year. Well, I definitely am putting that next year, but I don't know if I'm going to do it for the first episode. But for now, I'm just going to do these episodes as recorded and go from there. And I do apologize because I was really looking forward to it, but there's a lot going on that I just don't want to jump into something. And I know I could be better at it. But, you know, there's still some time, so who knows how the days will go. But for now, it's a no. Oh, man. Oh, that stretch felt amazing. And make sure you all stretch in the morning, too. When you wake up, stretch, you know, do some meditation. Enjoy your time to yourself. You don't have to jump into the world right away. Just, I pray that you all find peace and happiness when going into the new year. Or you have it now, you know? Time is, life itself is precious, and in a lot of ways, it's very unexpected. You don't know how long you have from when you start to when you finish. So do things that you want to do for yourself. That's all I want from all of you.
Because at the end,
not least.
Yeah, they thought I was crying.
I'm a real one, I mean. All right, let me get out of here. It's 12:21. I've been recording for almost 2 hours. This is good. I love it, though. But I got to cut the lights on. This candle is burning out. Yeah, I got this candle for Christmas from my girlfriend, and I already burned it out. So it smells great, you know what I mean? But I want to save some for, like, next week. But I will speak with all of you really soon. This is the first time I have recorded or will be recording 3 episodes in a week and then uploading. This is fun. I'm excited. I do hope that you all appreciate and listen to the episodes, whether it be for a second, a minute, or for the entire episode. I will love and I will appreciate all of you the same. Thank you so much for rocking with the Chillin' with Chillis podcast for as long as you have. You have all inspired me to be the best version of myself, or what currently is the best version of myself. And I can only keep evolving from here. But thank you for rocking with me. I really sincerely appreciate it. I love and I appreciate you all. I wish nothing but safety, happiness, and peace for all of you. And I will be back with episode 100. Let's go. I am hyped. All right. Yeah, we're done, right? Yeah. Lunch break? No, no, for me. Yeah, I don't get lunches. I'm still recording. Oh. All right. Chillest out.